Many sisters have asked me whether or not they can live on their own because they want to study in another state, country, work somewhere else. And also, especially, particularly because they experience abuse, emotional, neglectful abuse in the home. Sadly, many sisters have been taught that the only way they can live on their own is if they actually get married and leave her home, which is honestly devastating because so many sisters then look to marriage as an escape from their family home. And sometimes marriage is a more abusive circumstance. Able to get out of that circumstance, divorce, and go back home, they're stuck in this cycle and they're made to believe that it's what Islam wants from them. When in reality, Islam completely allows for a woman to live on her own. Ideally, she'd be able to find roommates who she aligns with, support one another in their process. But yes, she can live on her own as well. And Bin Baz, rahmatullah alayhi, when he was asked about whether or not a woman can live on her own in another country, he said, yes. The proof is simply that there is no evidence to say that it's not allowed. That is the proof in and of itself. But I want to navigate with you a fatwa online that you're going to come across if you look for this question. Plenty of online resources that are really not necessarily representative of all Islamic scholarship, but rather personal opinion. And I'm going to share with you how to navigate that, inshallah. This is absolutely no hate to this website or the scholar who answered it. Respectfully, I don't know anything about either one, but I just want to give you an outline for how to process what it says. So first, after being asked if this is permissible, the proof that they provide as prohibition is the verse, "And stay in your homes." We've spoken about this verse in a different video. This verse has two different recitations, waqarna, oh, or waqirna. Waqarna is to stay in your home. Waqirna is to be settled or tranquil. But even waqarna has different understandings amongst the scholars, whether it means that the default is to stay home unless you need to leave, or the default is to be out and about, but that this specific command came for the mothers of the believers, radiyallahu anhun. This scholar uses this verse to say that it is a requirement for a woman to really stay at home unless she needs to leave, direly, apparently. But that's his interpretation of this verse, and he uses it as his proof for why a woman cannot live on her own, to adhere to his interpretation of this verse. Like, she could move out, live on her own, and still mainly stay at home. So it's not a proof in and of itself. What is his other proof? In Islam, a woman is well protected by her guardian. This is more important in this era of evil and immorality. In the past, it was about merely protection of women from men. Now the issue is even more than that. It's an era of technologies and social media as well. A person can easily get caught up in that. When one stays with one's guardian, that decreases the risk of fitna. There's a lot of assumptions being made here by this individual, and that is about the world and about society and about social media. All of those things can absolutely be true, but to make a fatwa based on personal perspective of these tools and society in general is not really solid evidence in and of itself. That's personal opinion or personal perspective without looking at clear-cut proof. He does in fact say, we prefer you to continue staying with your parents. So there is a personal preference mentioned, and that's important. The acknowledgement of personal preference. Also, this individual comes from another country, and maybe in their society, it is very unsafe for a woman to live on her own. So perhaps that could have been used. The other point is that there's a mention of staying with one's guardian, it decreases the risk of fitna. But sometimes the guardian is the person who causes the fitna. Sometimes the guardian is an abuser of a man or a woman. And so leaving that environment is actually safer for the person living in the home. So sisters, if this is your circumstance when you're trying to navigate what to do, please make sure to speak to a therapist. Please make sure to consult people of knowledge that you feel comfortable with. But please know that you have options. And I think it's important for us to recognize that sometimes fatwa that are widespread online do show one particular perspective. That's not all of Islam. And when we believe that's all of Islam, it really can start impacting our psyche when it comes to women's issues, because unfortunately, the vast majority of information in English when it comes to women's issues are not necessarily and breadth of Islamic law addressing women and the incredible rights of women. And I recommend studying those rights with institutes such as these.